Hello, what's up?
Hi, this is Pete Eakins. I'm calling from Financial. Is this Will?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing today, Will?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
What's going on?
Well, I've got some good news for you.
Okay.
And I don't know who it was that you spoke with or if you did everything online the other day, but it looks like your loan actually has been approved for more than you wanted to take out, so that's exciting.
Wait, hold up. Wait, back up. What loan? I haven't took out any loan. So what loan are you talking about?
Well, you didn't take out any loan. That is for sure. You took out the loan. Our top tier loan here at Financial.
Oh, okay. I think you might have the wrong person. I haven't took out any loans.
Well, let me just check to make sure here, because I would hate to call the wrong person about, you know, somebody's financial information. But Will, and your address is the street.
Okay.
And I got a social security number here of 4-2.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So wait. Now, when was this done? When was this loan done?
It was last Saturday. You took out a loan. Well, you asked for $100,000, and we were able to get you $150,000.
Oh, wait a minute.
I know. Congratulations. I mean, you know, the interest rate is a bit high at 30%, but you got your money.
No. I was a little. Wait a minute. Damn. Did I do that last week? I was a little drunk.
What are you planning on doing with the money?
I don't want the loan. Can we cancel that? I don't want the loan. I don't remember. I don't remember taking out a loan, but I want to cancel it. Can you cancel it?
Well, no, we can't because you signed all the paperwork. I'm so sorry. You said that you wanted us to try to get up to $200,000. We weren't able to do that, but we were able to get you $150,000, and the interest rate is at 30%.
Okay. So I mean, that's just crazy. Are you kidding me? Like, this is real crazy. I wouldn't even do nothing like that. I think y'all really got the wrong person, and there's got to be somebody can call for this here, because I did not take out $150,000 loan with a 30% interest. No, I'm not that stupid, even when I'm drunk.
Well, I have all of your information here, and the loan has been approved, and all the paperwork has been filled out. You should be receiving all the forms in the mail, and I don't really know what else to tell you other than I'm sorry if there's been a miscommunication. Maybe somebody else in your household took out this loan?
Okay, well, excuse me. How long is this loan? Like, how long?
8 months.
What the f***? Are you kidding me? 8 months for a $150,000 loan and a 30% interest?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what you need. I asked you earlier what you needed it for. I'm still so curious.
This is what I'm going to tell you right here. You need to put this loan in the bag. You need to shove it up.
Oh,
because y'all got the wrong person. Better take that off, and you know what you can do with that loan. I know I was a little drunk last week, and I did buy some things online, and I might have done that online, but I'm not gonna do nothing that stupid even when I'm drunk, and y'all people are crazy. So take that loan and shove it. Hey, well, look, I'm gonna get on the phone with your supervisor or a manager or somebody, owner or something, and I'm gonna find out who's doing this, and where are you calling from again? And what's your name? What is your name?
My name is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
Come on, man.
This is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you. Your best friend Phil set you up.
Oh, no, man. I'm sitting up here, like, going through my phone, and I'm like, what the f***?
He said that you got drunk the other day and bought a bunch of stuff online and wanted me to convince you that you took out a huge loan, too.
That's crazy, man. Wake up.